Like I was saying, this is the end of the series that I had done on the last days of the first coming. And we looked at the fact that people didn't really understand who Jesus was supposed to be. So at the very end of it, they're going, "Hosanna, Hosanna, we want you to be our king." And he's going, "No, I'm not going to do it." So they're going, "Oh, well then maybe we don't want you to be our king. We're not really sure." And then they put him to death. But he didn't stay dead. You know, in 1970, over Christmas, I was in Urbana, Indiana, at the Urbana Conference, and they had Tom Skinner. Tom Skinner is just one of those guys that you get all kinds of quotes from. Well, one of his ones that he said was, they took Barabbas because he was just a revolutionary. They could take him out anytime they wanted to. Jesus, on the other hand, was upsetting the entire apple cart. So they said, "We'll kill him." And then he staged the greatest coup in the history of the world when he showed up again. And they're going, "How'd that happen?" Well, then after that had happened, just as he was leaving, he had some final words for us. And so I have called this, "What Are We Left to Do?" And it has to do with Acts 1:1-11. "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised you, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So when they met together, they asked him, 'Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It's not for you to know the times and dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.' After he said this, he was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. While they were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. 'Men of Galilee,' they said, 'why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.'" Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for the power you give us that we don't even know about. Go with us as we go out into the world and try to tell people about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, it speaks to Theophilus. And if you read the book of Luke, you'll notice as it begins, it talks about Theophilus. Now, we're not really sure who this guy was. Theophilus, literally in Greek, means a lover of God. It may not be an actual name. It may just simply be that he's talking to anybody who's a lover of God. Luke and Acts, however, are trial documents that were used for Paul in his trial. Didn't help a lot because they cut his head off. Luke covered the gospel in the book of Luke, and Acts covers the early church, which focuses on Paul and spreading the gospel and starting churches. So, from the resurrection to the ascension was 40 days. He showed people that he was alive. We've seen the thing where Thomas said, I'm not going to believe it unless I can put my fingers into the holes in his hands and the holes in his sides. But when he saw Jesus, just the presence of Jesus was such that he just fell on the ground and goes, my Lord and my God. He spoke about the kingdom of God, it says. He was explaining to them more clearly, now that they had figured out that this is the guy, no doubt about it. We have to remember everything he says. He told them about the actual kingdom of God, which is not a kingdom where a king comes up and conquers the world. It is this ethereal, spiritual kingdom where God rules at all times. And he gave a primary directive to his people. He says, you're going to be filled with the Spirit. And when you are, go tell everybody in the entire world. And then he laid out how to do it. You see, they were misunderstanding. Still, will you restore the kingdom to Israel? No, that's not what I came this time for. I'll be back and we'll do it then. He says, you will have power when you have waited for the Holy Spirit and you are filled. And he gives them an order of doing things. He says, go to Jerusalem and lead as many people to Jesus as you can. And then move out into Judea and Samaria. Samaria is kind of significant because they didn't like the Samaritans. But he says, go out and lead them and then just keep going after that to the ends of the earth. Tell everybody. And then he says, don't worry. I'm coming back. Count on it. I will come back. Now we can take this as our directive. We need to be filled with the Spirit. Now there's a lot of people who talk about baptism in the Spirit and they have this special stuff, and there's a lot of disagreement about that. So I don't want to get into all of this thing about charismatic gifts and all that kind of stuff. You can read about it and you can decide for yourself. But being filled with the Spirit is when you are so full of Jesus that you can't help but tell. We knew our daughter had actually, really, and for true, given her life to Christ because she began going to all of her little kids, friends, and trying to lead them to Jesus, much to the displeasure of some of their parents. But at any rate, you need to know about this. I just found this guy and he's coming to my heart. And it was so sweet that there's no way I was going to even try to slow her down. Just go there, Casey. Have at it, girl. Tell everybody on earth about Jesus. And our order would be North King and Snohomish County. That's where we are. And then next would be Washington and the Pacific Northwest. That's the next area out from us. And then to the ends of the earth. Just keep going. Now there are people who are called to go be missionaries overseas, learn languages, do all these things. And there are other people who are called to tell people here. We call them home missionaries or North American missionaries. But the whole point is, if we want our country to get its stuff together, we need to have a majority of people who know Jesus. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's not going to happen. Well, it's not going to happen if we don't go tell them. Okay? We have to get out there and tell people about Jesus. And we have to be ready at a moment's notice to do it. I've told this story before where we were downtown and somebody came up to me and said, so what do you have to say to me? And he was very confrontational. And the Lord instantly told me, first spiritual law, God loves you and he has a plan for your life. Well, that kind of set him back a little bit. Real quick, he came back and said, well, what if I don't like the plan? Guess what? That's the second spiritual law. We don't experience God's love and plan in our lives because we sin and we won't follow it. And it just was like, there's nothing I can do. You've got an answer to everything. Comes from the Lord. That's the way he said it. It's a very simple thing. God loves you. He's a plan for your life. You don't experience it because of your sin. You can get rid of the sin by giving your life to Christ. But it only works if you individually accept him. We need to go to the ends of the earth and tell people that simple story. And remember, guys, he is coming back. My favorite Tom Skinner saying, when he comes back, he's not going to take sides. He's going to take over. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here tonight. We thank you that you use us, if we'll just let you. Help us, Lord, to lead everybody we come in contact with to know you, or at least to try the best we can. Help our country to become more Christian. Help us to serve you better and to stop serving individual groups and stuff that doesn't matter. Go with us throughout our lives. Help us to be your servants. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.